A CRA, Community Reinvestment Agency, is a tool that local governments can use to generate tax increments to reinvest in the designated areas. It's not a new tax, but a way to capitalize on increasing tax value. Heber City Manager Matt Brower said they hope to turn the downtown Heber area into a destination where people want to shop, dine, and visit.
What this allows for is for local governments to begin realizing more investment, which then hopefully spurs more private investment. And in the case of Heber, what we hope to do is really transition our downtown into an area destination, as well as the area around the Heber Creeper.
The Lieutenant Governor's Office has approved the CRA strategy. The project area includes Old Downtown Heber, Midway Lane, and 6th West, which is the Heber Creeper location. Brower said the Heber Creeper is the number one tourist attraction for Wasatch County.
Our next step is to begin identifying the project area plan and the project area budget. And then the third step, which would run in parallel with the second step, is to negotiate interlocal agreements with the county and the school district.
Brower said state law requires 10% of the tax increment fund affordable housing. They have discussed the plan with county and school district leaders.
We've indicated that it'd be appropriate to invest in some housing for our teachers and firefighters and police officers. Prices for housing in Wasatch County has only gotten higher and higher, making it difficult for our community's heroes to find a place to live. And so we see that as one of the top priorities of the CRAs to ensure that we honor the state law and we invest that 10%, if not more, to help with some of the critical affordable housing needs.
Brower said the next steps are to get the interlocal agreement signed, certify the area boundaries, and collect the increment. Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.